Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
This is a great example of a player to talk about and how you can use projections, okay? The projection for ATC is 153 innings, monster strikeout rate. If you're playing, and what I would do is, you now have to say, okay, that's what it says. And by the way, you know, it's actually a good number because there is risk. There is risk of for him not getting the innings, right? He's never had that kind of jump before. The White Sox weren't letting him go at the end of the year. We don't know. But if you believe in the innings going higher, holy cow, he's a lot more valuable, right? You have to understand that that projection is not a skills projection. It's an innings projection. The skills are through the roof. The same is true, by the way, for Jacob deGrom. But when I look at his innings, I take the under. I would take the over on Crochet, but know that there is risk. So when I'm pricing him, I'm going to personally say that his innings is going to be higher, but I'm taking a risk adjustment and not pricing him all the way up to that level. Maybe I'm going to think he's going to get 170 innings, but because I think there is the risk associated, I'm going to bump him a little bit lower. So I'm higher than ATC, but I'm not that much higher because I think there still is risk in not the skill, but in just him completing the innings.
And if you guys want to check out, Eno Saris and I did an episode on Fantasy Pros. It just released today as we're recording this. And we talked a lot about Crochet, and we did a lot of this, as Eno was calling it, the YOLO. He wasn't quite throwing Garrett Crochet as a YOLO pitcher, but if you want to have a risk assessment to it and be like, he's a little YOLO. And what we mean by that is like, hey, you only live once. You got to take these upside guys. What do you do with YOLO guys? Like a DeGrom, you got to pair them with safe guys. And that means inning. So if you take a Crochet, target a Logan Webb, target a Zach Allen, like we've talked about, get guys that are going to eat up innings. And that's how you can mitigate some of that risk. I just think Garrett Crochet is a really, really high value. And I think ranks are depreciating based off of some of this stuff. But the skill set, like you said, it's off the roof. I believe in your own system, he's the number two pitcher in K per nine of starting pitchers. I believe it's Skeens one, and then he is number two in K per nine. But it's the innings that are holding down the value.
And so Crochet has a 7 vol, which means very variable. But that's because his volatility goes where he is and up. Right, projections have him even going upside. The skew on him is 1.5, 1.4. That means, oh man, this guy has upside, a very big upside, actually. So I like him because it's him with upside higher. Again, I don't like taking very risky guys in the second round, so he's got to drop. I did draft him in a draft and hold in the third round, so I'm comfortable there, not comfortable in the high third round. But again, it's about the innings, and to take a guy like, you know, if you see a projection like Jacob deGrom, I see the innings, great skill, but I think he's lower and he's an easy bust, right? If you have to understand what the projection means, right?
Let's just ask this real quick, because that's a question, because Boggs got a question, but since we're just at the ground, let me just do it. I think some people almost scoff when they see that ATC projects DeGrom at 110 innings. So you're calling a bust. What do you do? That was the question. It's 110 innings of Jacob DeGrom. What is that? Because he is as high as like that. We've had these discussions. Eno agrees. Nick agrees. In a 10 or 12 team league, DeGrom is a top 10 pitcher just based on that type of movement in shorter volume leagues. When it gets higher, he's riskier. What is the value of Jacob DeGrom at 110 innings to you?
So I agree that he's it's better to take him in a 10-team league than a 15-team league, because if he goes kablooey, then at least the replacement level is higher. But I'm still not taking him, because the projected value that I get for him with the 110 is so far away from the market value that people are putting on him. I can't connect the dots. And when I risk adjust his price, it gets even worse. And I don't even believe the ATC 110. I think it's even going to be lower. I got no reason to pick him. I mean, what, he's going to reclaim his Cy Young years? Like, what do you think he's going to do? He's, how old is he? 37? He's 36 years old. I mean, I have no interest in Jacob DeGrom. By the way, he's no longer a Met. Goodbye.
No. That's the real reason.
The biggest thing I'm Met.
And he snubbed my kids and my wife at spring training.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Jacob, no. He's out.
I will never buy Jacob DeGrom. By the way, I mispronounced his name on purpose. It's really DeGrom. It's yeah, DeGrom the bum. DeGrom the bum. That's it.
DeGrom the bum. DeGrom. I love it.
All right.
What about Pablo Lopez? He projects ninth in strikeouts with the fourth least walks among the top 20 strikeout pitchers projected on ATC. And he's putting up 180 innings. Is this... Does he jump value for you? And is this kind of like what we thought we were going to get last year, we're going to get this year, because he got a lot of helium going into drafts last season?
Oh, he's overvalued, Pablo Lopez. I mean, I think his projection is fair. I have him projected at 186 innings, 196 strikeouts. The ERA is high at 3.75, but even look at his best year, which was 2023. He had a 3.66 ERA, and that was pretty justified. I think he's properly valued. I think he's properly projected. And it's a case where the market just misprices them. So I'm not.
Do you think he's mispriced this year or because last year he was like going five or six? This year,
yeah,
he's around 16 in ADP. But
SP 17, 64 overall.
I had Eno telling me he has him as like SP 23. So what is the misprice?
If he's going in round six, he should not be going in round six. It's an auction equivalent in a 12 team league. He's going for 17 and I have him worth 14. So I just think that people are just taking him too high. There are other pitchers that the system likes better. I have him as SP 20. There are just other people. I've got guys like Logan Webb, even Tyler Glass now ahead of him. So it's just a no for me on the valuation.
So that's what a completely dynamic, different group of a guy that gets 200 innings versus a guy that gets 110. To me, Glass now is DeGrom light, but cheaper. This actually comes to the question. I looked, you only have 17 players projected for 175 innings or higher. Maybe that sounds high to some people, but remember 200 innings used to be the marker. So 175 innings total. There are 17. If you play in a 15 team league, that's like one for everybody. If you have two, you're already ahead of the case. So what I'm getting at is when we have this conversation, that was actually kind of the impetus around Pablo Lopez, which was like, by the way,
now he's going to get like a 3.75 ERA and he's giving you more innings.
You're saying it's worse at the ERA. Okay. Well, but
yeah.
But the Sierra question is been about 3.37, 3.46 the last two seasons.
So. But the four ERA question is designed around workhorse inning guys, like whether it's him. I guess I get your point. If it's a bad ERA with a bunch of innings, I see the negative.
It just knocks your whole value, and you're having a more. Give me more innings of a crappier ratio. Yikes.
Okay, so then, because the question was, do you think we should value higher inning workhorse pitchers more than we are giving credit for? You're kind of answering one of those guys you're kicking to the curb right now. So is that answer no? You don't. You're not going to give an extra boost. Logan Webb stinks with strikeouts, but he's in a good ballpark, theoretical wins, and he gets like 200 freaking innings. Is he deserved of more? You're saying no to Pablo Lopez, but you're saying yes. Logan Webb?
I'm looking at the whole package of valuing. There's the strikeouts, which the volume and the fact that he's going to throw 180 innings, Lopez will get great strikeouts. That's a big plus. But having a near four ERA, and you know, that's a big minus. So when you're evaluating them, I'm evaluating the number 20 starting pitcher. That's nothing to sneeze about. But that ERA is dragging down your team's value. And when I'm valuing it, it's just a no compared to what everybody else is doing. That bad ERA matters more than the strikeouts, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
2.77 ERA in the second half. He got a little bit better in the second half.
I haven't drilled in what was his BABIP and strand. What was his strand rate in the second half? I didn't look it up yet.
Let me see if I can find it.
His left on base. I didn't mean this to be necessarily 79.5%.
That's very lucky.
Yeah, so that is very lucky.
Yeah, the league average is like 72. So he was getting lucky in that he was keeping runners. That probably propelled his ERA. So
yeah, 65.5%.
And by the way, this is a good example of why projection systems you need to look at, because they're going to take out the noise of the lucky halves and the lucky stints that they go. And you take the noise out, the dude is a 3.75 ERA pitcher.
And his whip was higher in the second half, too. So
ERA.
Okay, so what is the marker then? Because I tend to think guys that are going to, you know, stake in big innings, that are going to be out there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
There's a value. It's a valid point to bad ERA. So what is the marker to a guy that gets 170-plus innings to ERA that is acceptable? Because you're saying...
Oh, and by the 3-7. Way, points leagues, Pablo Lopez would be a yes. Because you're getting the wins. You need guys to stay in for wins. You need guys to accumulate innings. For point league, where you're not looking at ratios for the whole season, point league, it's a different story. That's a okay. That's a yes, do roster. But for a season-long roto, it's a no. Right? Where the format you play matters.
Luis Castillo is projected for 5 less innings, 0.10 less ERA, a 3.65 ERA, and Cole Reagans is like 7 less innings and a 3.46. So what are the lines between those three pitchers?
I think Castillo is similar in terms of Pablo Lopez, and that he's a few bucks overvalued. You know, again, we're talking, you know, just a couple of SP difference. Cole Reagans, though, he's being way overvalued according to ATC. I have him projected in a 12-team scenario as a $15 pitcher. He's going like a $23 pitcher. He's not a fourth rounder. He's, you know, a sixth rounder. So those two rounds make a big difference early on. It's just a valuation thing here.
Cool. Yeah, no, and I'm asking these all from like a I'm very interested standpoint, because I think I have even talked about it, and multiple people you have talked about the greatness of getting big innings, but you are pushing back in a cool way, like, hey, listen, these innings actually could be more detrimental than you're giving credit for. Maybe you'd want a pitcher with 150 or 140 innings with a better ERA more than the 180 out of Pablo Lopez.
You know, Reagans was worth in a 12 team format was worth $15 last year. And he had a 3.14 ERA, right? And 223 strikeouts, but his value with the 11 wins and, you know, all the stuff he did, it was $15, which, by the way, in a 12-team league is pretty good. But it's not the fourth round you should pick him. You should be picking a hitter in the fourth round. You should be going the sixth round. So it's not that the pitcher is bad. It's just that the use of how you value them and what quantity in the draft or auction you should be taking first.
And he's going in the fourth because it's the people that haven't taken a pitcher yet. See Cole Reagan still on the board and say, this guy is going to be my ace.
Yeah, the tier drafting. It's like, oh, my God, this is the last of that tier. I got to make sure I get the guy and don't fall too far behind. So
yeah, right. People are held under the gun, under the knife. People do crazy things under pressure, right? You know,
or,
yeah,
that's very true.
But as one Canadian TV show, though, sometimes pressure makes diamonds, right?
Which one is that? Which show is that?
Being Erica. It was a show from maybe 10 years ago in Canada. I don't know why I stumbled onto it, but I don't usually watch Canadian TV, but... It's a really great show if you guys want to check it out. And there was the doctor, the therapist, and he'd always say witty comments. And one of the ones that stuck with me was, pressure maker diamond.
The only Canadian show I was thinking of was the Squirrely Dan or Squirrely Bob.
Yeah, Letterkenny.
Letterkenny, yeah.
The Whitest Kids You Know, weren't those guys Canadian also?
And the other, other show I watched is from Canada was Lost Girl, which I think made it to Sci-Fi in the U.S.
I don't think I saw that one.
Nope. All right. Didn't see that one. Well, game. We have a game. Bogman.
Yes.
We're going to do it. This will be a quick. We're going to.
You're going to burn and turn. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to break into big analysis on them. We will go. Right. We're going to buy an over or an under on your own projection.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a stat and a couple players, and you can tell me if you're going to go over or under on ATC projections, Mr. Cohen.
Let's hear it. I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to pick as well.
113 games played for Trevor Story, 108 for Mike Trout. Are you higher or lower on those?
On Trevor Story, that's an easy lower. Is that a joke one? Like, it's for sure lower. Trout, I'll also go under, though.
I am a sicko. I'm going to go under on Story.
And Trout's going to play 162.
I'm going to go over on Trout because I'm a sicko.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
How about batting average 253 for Rooker, 237 for Rosarena?
Okay, it's over on the Rooker.
Okay.
Rosarena, I'm going to go the under. Close. I'm going to go the under.
Under 237, yee.
Rooker's a big one, too, because that stood out to me in ATC, because that's a 40-point batting average difference from what he batted last year to what the projected numbers are. I agree. Yeah, you also take into the, like, you know, there's a minor league ballpark factor in there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a slight over on a Rosarena as well. I think the power projection hurts, but you know, you're doing it right. I think he can up those doubles. I think he can get back into that 240
ballpark. Sucky ballpark though.
Yeah, I'm gonna go over on both of those.
How about stolen bases? We got 32 for Pete Crow Armstrong and 36 for Xavier Edwards. I think maybe you're on that over 36 for Edwards since you drafted him in spots here, Mr. Cohen.
All right, so Pete Crow Armstrong is the over. He stole 27 bases in a shorter span, and he's already stealing in spring training. I look very carefully what they're doing in spring training, so that's the over. Xavier Edwards, I'm going to go with the over. I think that the Marlins are going to give him as much playing time as he wants. He actually has a good contact rate also. He'll get on, so I'll go over for 36.
Man, I am going to go, kind of want to go under on both of these, to be honest with you. I'm going to go under on both of these. I feel like if I'm wrong, really wrong about one of these, it's Edwards. Where Edwards is like top of the lineup. What the hell the Marlins care? They're playing crazy ball. And Edwards is stealing like 45, 50 bases, going berserk. Because he gets on base, he walks, he doesn't strike out a bunch, makes contact. That's why points, you know, like the points league is even a little bit more exciting. I think I could be wrong about Edwards. I'm going to go under on both of those, though.
Okay.
Let's go. Now, this is a little complicated, but it's so we can talk about these players. I got 38 combined homers and stolen bases. Or Jason Dominguez, ATC had him for 16 homers, 22 swipes, and then 25 combined homers and stolen bases for Bo Bichette. That would be 16 homers, 9 stolen bases. So a little wonky, but I wanted to talk about these stats.
Bichette, I'll take the over because I think that he's been just underperforming for, we've seen what he can do.
Yeah.
I'll go over on Bichette.
That's one of Welsh's favorite buys for sure.
Yeah. Jason Dominguez, just because he's a sort of rookie prospect, I'm going to go in the under just because I don't think he's like first, second round type upside player. So if it's not one of those guys, I won't bet on a rookie. So I'm going to go under for Jason.
I think I'm going to agree with you on both of those. I'm a little worried Bichette. The only reason I would have taken the under on Bichette is if he just is like, I am done forever stealing bases. My body's not holding up. I can't do this. And he hits. But I do think he's going to go over on the home run total. I'm going to take the over here because he steals, let's say, 7 bases and he goes and hits 22 homers. I'm cashing this easy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Dominguez is really tough for me. I'm going to go with a slight under as well. I want to say that it's over, but I don't want to be too Pollyanna because I'm already like, I'm very Dylan Cruzy, I'm very James Wood. You know, I'm those guy. I don't want to go ballistic. maybe the batting average struggles with Dominguez. He's also had injury, some injury history, and just throwing it out there, boy, is he playing some bad outfield. And boy, do I feel vindicated. You remember, by the way, everyone's like, he's a future center fielder. And I was like, in the AFL, he's one of the worst outfielders I've ever seen in my life. He can't play left field out in spring training right now either. Maybe there's something there. I won't be shocked if Dominguez beats it, but I'm going to completely agree with Ariel here.
Making it look difficult. That's what Mark Grace would say about his outfield playing there. Innings pitched, 131 and a third for Roky Sasaki, 109 and two thirds for Spencer Strider.
Oh, these are going to be pure guesses because, you know, it's not a, we're not asking about skill. We're talking about this. Sasaki, I'm going to go the under just because I don't really know how it's going to translate and what they're going to do and who knows. I'll go the under, but to be honest, it's just a pure what the hell guess. Spencer Strider, it's another guess. But, you know, coming back from injury, there could be setbacks. Who the hell knows? I'll bet the under, you know.
Under on both.
Easy under for Sasaki for me. You know, whatever, injury, six-man rotation. I still don't think it's off the table that they could maybe, like, make April a little weird for him. Strider is an unknown. I'm guessing also. I'm going to go with the over and say we can get to 115 or 120, which I also think makes him kind of a nice, like, risk when you're cashing what you are for Glass now and even DeGrom. Like, Strider's going just so much lower than both of those. I'll go with an over on him, but definitely under on Sasaki.
Yeah.
ERA, 390 for Hunter Greene and 341 for Max Fried.
Those are the projected ATC numbers. So,
yes.
Okay.
Okay. So Hunter Greene, I'll take the under. I mean, he had a much better ERA last year. I think he's too skilled a pitcher. And the nice thing about Hunter Greene is we're not projecting innings here. You're asking about the pure ERA.
Just ERA.
So, yeah. So I under for the value is what I would do. But for the ERA itself, I think he could be 3.9. So I'll go under here. Max Fried, I know he's going to the worst ballpark of Yankee Stadium, but I think the way he pitches, he is going to suppress the homers and he is going to suppress some of the hitting. And I think projections are actually overcompensating. They're giving the standard Yankee ballpark factors. And I don't think that he's actually going to have the full effect of Yankee Stadium on his output. So I'll actually also take the under.
I am definitely taking the under on Hunter Greene, even though it's a bad ballpark. He, you know, that splitter really kind of changed how he even sacrificed some strikeouts just to be a more efficient pitcher. So I'm going to take the under on him. I'm going to take the over on Fried, though. His second half, he had a 3.5 ERA. His expected ERA was over 3.5. You're going to the Yankees, like you talked about. Maybe it is overinflating. Yep. He's had some really good seasons. I'm going to go, and I'm just not on Fried this year, so I'm going to go over on Fried, under on Hunter Greene.
You know what his highest ERA in the last 5 years, Max Fried, was?
It was like 3.26.
Yeah, just about 3.25. So
3.25, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he went 3.26, which is not even an even number.
I'm going to give you the last three because it's, you know, one guy per each stat here. Okay. I have 199 Ks for Garrett Crochet, 8 wins for Sandy Alcantara, 12 saves for AJ Puck.
Crochet is an over.
Okay. Over 200 strikeouts.
AJ Puck, I feel like you on the Diamondbacks might know more. I think 12 is a good bet, to be honest.
I think that's a pretty good line.
Justin Martinez. You tell me, if Justin Martinez any good? If he is, then the answer is under. If he's not, then it's over. So I'm going to pass.
I think he's pretty good. I just don't know what role Torrey's going to give him. Nobody does. Not even Torrey.
I'll say the under on Puck for 12 saves, but it's really set pretty well. Alcantara, I'm going to go under. I mean, I know his strength was pitching late into games, but he is coming back from injury. Mm-hmm. The Marlins stink as it is. There's wins are down for starters. There's just not a lot to point to that you have to take the over. So I'm going to go under for Alcantara for wins.
Yeah, I am going to sweep overs on this. Garrett Crochet is super easy for me, of course. Puck, I stand pretty firm. Stanfield texted me today, and I was just like, listen, I don't have knowledge of the situation, but from what I know with the Diamondbacks, I think Puck will be more of a primary. I think he'll be the fireman. Don't be surprised if they give it to Justin Martinez, but also don't be surprised if Martinez ends up being in the 7 and Ginkle gets the 8. But at the end of the day, I like Puck because I think Puck is going to save somewhere between 15 and 20 games. I think he's had more saves than Martinez. I won't be surprised if Martinez starts the year. I think he's a better pitcher, so I'm going to go over there. And Sandy's a really tough one, but Sandy throwing how he is now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to
party! What is up, friends, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, Mock Draft 7.0. Bogman, Welsh, and a points league. Yes, that's right. Bogman and Welsh are dipping our toes into the points league pool, which is it wasn't well received, is what I'm trying to say. Bogman was like, oh, points league. Okay. But thank you guys for hanging out with us. 7.0 ESPN. We are doing a points league mock draft after doing a two catcher OBP. We're in the thick of the craziness right now, Boggs.
I mean, you say it wasn't well received. That's just me. But also, I was like, all right, guys. Seven spots left in this mock. Okay, guys, four spots left in this mock. I think our audience knows we're not the biggest points league guys, but you know,
to say the least.
We appreciate every single type of way to play fantasy baseball. I'll say that.
I play one of them. The Scott White Dynasty, the 2014 league. I do play in points. This is finally my first year to be competitive because I had to take over not only did I take over an orphan team, we had to do like an orphan draft, and it was craziness. So it's the first year that I can finally try to be competitive, and points leagues they're different beasts. You know, like you don't care about the stolen, you don't care about category chasing. You care about points. So points categories, I guess you do still like kind of category chase, but it turns into points. But it's like, you know, in a roto or head to head, it doesn't matter if you don't get stolen bases, you just need the points. So that's why high contact hitters are more. If you play in a league where you get negatives for sometimes giving up hits for hitters, earn runs, obviously, or strikeouts for hitters, you've got to think about that. So it changes the player pools. And some people, they live by points leagues. Pizapia lives by points leagues and people really like it. I've just always been a little bit down on it. And for better or not, maybe people don't agree with this. To me, points leagues always were a bit more dismissive of the player because the separators between, you know, players with a fractional point, I don't know. There's something about the categories and being like, man, this guy really helps you in this specific category, created a little bit more strategy than this open pool of like, well, I can get 4 points from this guy and 4.3 points from this guy. And it just wasn't my thing. And that's okay. And that's what we're going to have to wait through in this mock draft is we will not be chasing the stolen base guys. We don't need to put big extra weight on it. And we are doing it on ESPN's platform, which we've joked about kind of caters a little bit more into the ESPN territory. Boggs, you want to break down what is the point league format we're doing? Because that's the other thing that I've always been a little bit bugged by with points leagues is there is not a uniformed format. All these sites do it differently, even if it's just little incremental things. And I think that's a negative to that is there is not just one way to do it. There's not CBS, I think, maybe owns probably the best way to do it, but ESPN has it. They all just do it different. Some don't do negatives, some do. How are we approaching this one?
This one is just ESPN basic points. So it's 1.4 on the batting side, runs, total base, RBI, walks, stolen base, and -1 for a strikeout. So if you hit a homer, that's 4 bases. That's 4 points.
And we are negatively categorizing strikeouts for everybody, because I know there are some points in formats that will not do those negatives.
Way more on the pitching side, different scoring, 3 per inning pitched. It's -1 per hit, -2 per earned run, -1 per walk, and then 1 point per strikeout, 2 points for a win, -2 for a loss, 5 for a save, and 2 for holds. So I don't know. That is the basic. I didn't change anything.
Yep.
So that is what the ESPN basic scoring is.
So it works sometimes. So obviously, like closers, points leagues and closers have always kind of been a little bit of an issue, to be honest with you. But now you're going to throw into it like save hold guys are a little bit easier to manage. I say guys that have questionable closing gigs, they're still in play. And AJ Puck would be a great example of a high strikeout guy who might get some saves and some not. He'll still accumulate points. He is going to be more valuable in this format. We will also be syncing it. It's very funny that we're doing this because there was a topic of conversation on Fantasy Pros about catering to a little bit more points analysis at the end of drafts, but there are some portions of this that it's still not going. I think the rankings are still going to be based off of Roto. So like who loves our draft will still be a little bit skewed here, but the projections will be more in play for the points. So we do have Fantasy Pros hooked up at the end. We'll take a look at the draft assistant and the draft analyzer, and who knows, maybe I'll hate my team. Finally, my own team, I will hate, and I will give some hate analysis on there. It's points leagues, man. So for better, for worse, we are going to be tackling it. And we got the setup here, the order. Bogman somehow, some way, number one again. Isn't that weird?
So weird. I don't know what's going on here, but
how'd that happen? Weird. Oh, if you only had this really difficult choice in Shohei Ohtani. We've got, I'm not going to know anybody here, Bichette's sure. Something. Do you have the names here?
That I don't know who that is.
All right. There's a guy named Bichette. There's Jeffrey's scary team. There's a Matt. There's someone named Brown. There's Updim. I literally don't know any of these people. I am drafting 7. We've got Brian at 8, Allen at 9, Barrow at 10, RFP, the American Sniper, Ryan F. and Porter is at 11. And then Famous Nathan's Hot Dogs apparently is there. So I don't know anyone's cool, tricky names that are lined in there, but that is
famous.
Oh, okay. Is that famous and the famous yeah. Debbie? So that is the setup. We're doing a 12 team points league. We've got catcher. We're doing the standard stuff in here. Or did you adjust these? Cause it looks like there's,
I adjusted the roster, but that's it.
I think you gave a little bit more outfield. There's 6 outfield spots in Jesus, here, which is a little bit new. We got only pitching spots. We are doing corner middle. And that is the setup. And this is a very outfield heavy league that we'll be putting together. And you can see his face right now.
So mad right now. 6
outfielders. We should just do an outfielder league draft. A points league.
We're going to see if I can get that changed.
I like it. All right, well, let's stop it here. Friends, if you guys want to check out everything we got going on, go to inthisleague.com. You can be a part of these mocks, get access to our ranks and our community, plus us. And you are wonderful supporting us. Check it out today, inthisleague.com on Patreon, inthisleague.com. Break. When we come back, it's time for Mock Draft 7.0 right here on ESPN.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
All right, here we go. First two picks already underway. Bogman with the Shohei Ohtani. Aaron Judge with the second overall pick in the points league format.
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani is just the easiest pick in the whole thing. He is projected to score 200 more points than the next player. He scored the most points last season. So I think statistically last season, Jose Ramirez would give you the biggest next advantage over the other players at his position.
We had Juan Soto go very standard. I think Judge and then Soto 3, Bobby Witt 4, Kyle Tucker at 5. I kind of was thinking maybe I would get Kyle Tucker here at 7. Did not happen. So that's a bummer. And then Jose Ramirez just went 6. So, okay, sweet. Everybody is a going for me. I am not as happy as I thought I could be. Here, Bob.
Gonna go starting pitcher, make it weird.
You know,
3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second.
I'm gonna go Gunner.
Gunner.
Yeah, it's all right. Not the best. I really thought I was getting Tucker. I thought Tucker I was gonna go. I did think about Skeens there. I think Tarik Skubal just went. Skubal went 8. Skeens would have been a pretty good pick there. We're going to see Mookie's also high up there. Yordan Alvarez. I don't know. Leadoff spot where Gunner is and the home run power. I think he's still, you know, top 8 there. But, you know, what's really funny, too, is I just did a show on Fantasy Pros. We were talking about, like,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what
they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
You know, the positional, like, KDS and stuff, and, like, how, like, 6 or 7 is still a really good spot. It's just not in points leagues. It's like that top 5 was freaking money. Yeah. When you had that top 5 and you could take, like, Kyle Tucker at 5 or, you know, I mean, even 3 was really good position. All right, we had Ellie go 9. It's interesting. Zach Wheeler as the second pitcher off the board.
You have what my old music teacher, Mrs. Mellinger, calls stupid fingers. With hands like that, you'll be lucky to master a belt buckle.
And then Mookie Betts to RFP. So we are now on the wheel. Vladdy is still there. Yordan Alvarez. Skeens, I would love for who just went. I mean, I know I'm not going to get Skeens. He'll go here. Yordan Alvarez, Skeens or Carroll would be who I'm looking at, but there's no chance. And Alvarez is 12. Famous, who are you going with?
Famous said he is done with Debbie.
Debbie's dead?
Debbie's gone. So more Debbie. It's Famous Nathan's hot dogs.
Oh, man.
And
oh,
there goes Corbin Carroll.
God damn it. Well, that really stings because Skeens just went and wasn't going to make it back to me. So awesome.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
And Vladdy won't make it back to me.
Are there any starters that you would be willing to take a leap on here?
I just don't know if I would. I mean, maybe we'll see because let's see who just went. All right. So, yeah, there's multiple pitchers here. Don't love a lot of this. Who I do think is a great spot, I'm going to go with Freddie Freeman in the points league format in the second round. I like that. Lower strikeouts, lots of RBI. I passed on Cattell, Boggs, and I have to imagine you would love yourself some Cattell.
One of very few guys in my queue. I have Cattell and then Crochet and Cease, and there goes Cattell.
There goes Cattell at 19.
Okay, you see what he did? He french fried when he should have pizzaed. You french fry when you pizza, you're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah.
You are coming up here shortly. Who's the pick?
Yeah, so it's gonna be.
You want to go pitcher?
Yeah, at least one starter here. Since I'm on the end, you know me, I don't like being stuck and hung out to dry.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta take at least one. Look at Kwan's rank on ESPN, by the way, in points 26 overall.
Oh my God.
26 freaking overall.
Damn, who just went? Crochet, Cole. Oh my God.
Oh man.
I want Cease and Chirio. How about that?
That would be
That'd
be pretty sick. No Dead thanks. Now. No, no thanks. No, no thanks.
Cease and Chirio it is. Got to get even more outfielders this time because I'm so stupid.
Idiot! God, so stupid.
Dumb person.
I forgot we have the
charge of things.
We have the 400 outfielders.
Shouldn't do anything.
Chirio, O'Neal Cruz, Devers. God, all these ranks are. Is there a way you can sort by ADP?
I think if you scroll all the way to the end, that's ADP.
Oh,
all the way
because Bryce Harper hasn't even been drafted. I would have taken Harper over Freeman probably. So I might take Harper, but Sale is also there. Well, Harper just went, which is kind of blah. So I'm going to take Sale because I got Sale high on the board. So this is easy. And then Sale. I have way too much time between my next pick. That kind of stinks ass.
That's the beauty of being in the middle. You don't ever have to, you know.
Santander just went.
Yeah, Santander, just so many homers. He scored over 400 points last year, I think, or is projected to score over 400 this year.
Do you think anyone else has noticed the 74 outfielder league we're playing?
No, thank you for that, by the way. No, I hope. Let's keep talking about it. It's great. It really makes me feel good about it.
I'm just curious.
Bring it up for me. I thought you were my friend. Guess not.
I'm just curious if they know.
Just don't like me.
You know that meme where it's like the guy in the corner and there's the party and I'm the guy and I'm like, they don't know that this is a 6 outfielder league. You know what meme I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You do? You actually know?
Yeah.
I want you to
drawn in black and white. Everybody has stupid party hats on.
I want to make sure you know exactly which meme I'm doing so you can envision it.
Yeah. I'm over here.
After sale, it went Santander, Julio, Machado, Emmanuel Clase, and Framber. Julio, good pick. Julio struggles a little bit in this format, strikeouts going out and stuff. Yeah.
Why do you put an H on his name? You are Julio.
Julio.
Julio. Sounds like an owl was saying his name for a second.
Oh,
Wyatt Langford with the oblique strain, mild oblique strain.
Mm-hmm.
Worried even a little about that or no? Doesn't matter.
Not really.
We're not worried. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about any of this.
Well, is standard points leagues, don't they usually not do corner and middle too? Is that something you added?
Yeah, I added. I try to make the rosters like we always do them, except for one extra outfield spot, obviously.
So, well, I was just saying, I think it's interesting. We should have done one, or we should do one where it's just completely standard, because I think ESPN does.
I really want to do another points one. So
yeah, I know you do. I know you do. Last couple of picks, Matt Olson, Devin Williams, Alex Bregman, and Blake Snell. I am one pick away. I'm up. Who just went? I can't even see who
Acuna
just went.
All right. On the right in the chat, if you have that going.
Yeah.
It shows who's been drafted.
I'm loving it. I think I want to go with this guy. Man, the clock is quick too. Jesus. All right.
30 seconds.
We are going to, even though it is seven outfielders, I'm going to go with Corey Seager. Good points league player.
Corey Seager.
Freeman, Seager, Henderson, and Chris Sale so far. Pretty good.
Yeah, I think you've had Seager in a decent amount of our mocks, haven't you?
Yeah, I tend to take him a lot, for sure.
There goes Kwan. Super high.
Here. Super high.
So high.
Oh, so high right now.
I have no idea what's going on. Let's play with six outfielders.
How spicy would you like your chainsaws?
Can you just place our order, please?
Oh, man. I have no idea what's going on.
Look at some of these ranks and these values.
Who just went? Ah, damn it.
I feel like I'm going to have a manic episode with how this thing is going. It toggles between players and pick history.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. I mean, it was doing the same thing on Yahoo. It wasn't toggling, but it would take you back up to the top.
This one seems more manic. I wish there was a way to
it is really stupid. The way to get rid of it is, hold on.
Never play on ESPN. And to delete your ESPN app. That's the best way to get rid of it.
Let's go with Jaren Duran, still on the board.
Yeah, that was one of the guys. I was like, how is he still sitting out there? How are we letting this happen?
And I'm going to take Jazz, because maybe I'll keep him at third, but he also qualifies as an outfielder. And since we need 74 of them, you know.
We do need 46 of them. We need so many.
All right.
It's just a lot. That's all. It's not a problem.
Yeah, we all heard.
You like outfield. I didn't know how much you like outfield. Quite a fan. Big old fan of the outfield.
You're Trey Turner's outfield? On the board, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And I have two shortstops and I can't take them. And I'm about up. Jesus. Where's my cue?
I'm up again. 18 picks until I'm up again. I'm just looking at that. I don't like it.
All right. I am up and Trey Turner just went. So I didn't even have to think about it. I didn't take him, but let me look at my queue and these players. Look at all these players.
They are players on teams.
There's something. Some guys that look good, except for the strikeouts. All right. Well, since we do have 46 outfielders, I'm going to take Michael Harris as at least one. Got to get one.
We're entertaining. We're entertaining, right? It's
at least we have more outfielders we need to play than a basketball team puts in a starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
We're close to a hockey rotation, right? Mm-hmm. What do they do? Like a center, two defensemen, two wings?
I don't know. You tell me.
That's not right. I think it's five. We have more.
We have more. Great. Yeah, are we counting the goalie?
Oh, with the goalie. There you go. There's our six.
That's all right, everybody.
So Michael Harris would probably be my center in hockey right now. So I got to go for a couple defensive defensemen. And Marcel Ozuna just went, probably a good goalie. After Michael Harris, Luis Arraez, who definitely shines in this format, Michael King, and then Marcel Ozuna, followed by Pete Alonso.
You are going to be up before me. What is your thought here as Famous has two picks on the end?
Well, I mean, I got a first base. I only have one pitcher. Oh, because I took Michael Harris. I probably need to go get another starting pitcher. That's the other thing about it's kind of conflicting sometimes in points. Like pitchers put up big, big numbers. Some points formats, the value is a little bit up. But, you know, pitching is king here. So I think I'm going to target a starting pitcher as everybody else is. Paulo Lopez, Max Fried just went. Yamamoto's out there, Luis Castillo, Shota. Logan Webb actually feels like a little bit more of a push in this format because of going deep innings. There goes Aaron Nola. Jacob deGrom is also out here, and he's super tough in points leagues because of the innings you're going to get out of him.
Yeah, yeah, especially with the innings being 3 points.
He's ranked 114 in this format. I'd consider him, but you just can't consider him now. It doesn't work. There goes Josh Hader. We don't need relief pitchers in this, by the way. We did it as a normal pitching, which is good. So you could just skip out. Some points formats do and some don't.
But closers are worth more because saves are 5 and holds are 2 and wins are even 2. Obviously, the starters get way more innings pitched. So yeah, you have that helping you. But it does help to even it out. So starting, it's not like, you know, the first 5 rounds are all starters like it used to be.
Speaking of which, I think
Welchie is up.
Yeah, I'm up. I think I'm going to go with an innings eater. I'm going to go with Webb here over Shota and Yamamoto just because like a 200 innings guy, even though he doesn't get big strikeouts, I'm not really seeing. That's another big formatic change, like in category and stuff. I heavy push for strikeouts. I mean, you should see my tout team is like strikeout monsters. Don't need that insanely here. I want guys that are going to go deep into games that can pull wins. So I like Logan Webb. Followed by Webb was Joe Ryan. So you're coming up, Boggs. What are we doing?
Yeah, I want a starter here. So Shota is at the top of my list. And then? I don't have space yet. So Naylor is looking good. I don't know. Second base is pretty desolate. There goes Naylor, of course. There goes Edwin Diaz.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.